This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Thousands have been evacuated as the Aspen Acres fire continues to grow in southern Colorado. It's now more than 66,000 acres. Last night in Pueblo County, the sheriff evacuated Colorado City in the middle of the night. And in Custer County, the entire town of Wetmore has been evacuated today. KRCC's Shauna Lewis joins us now from Pueblo. Hey, Shauna.
Hey, Nathan.
The fire grew by 11,000 acres last night, and a team from Alaska took over yesterday. They're scooping water from Pueblo Reservoir and focused on putting out the southeast side of the fire, which is moving towards Pueblo. What does it look like there today on the ground?
Well, it's weirdly quiet here today for a holiday weekend. The sky is really hazy with wildfire smoke. I think people are just staying inside, and, you know, the whole sort of demeanor of the town is a little bit subdued today, but the evacuation centers are busy.
Yeah, and you were at the evacuation centers today. Can you tell me about the evacuees and their experiences? What did they tell you?
Yeah, well, I went to the Red Cross shelter where I met Denisha McKissick and her family. They live in Colorado City, and they got evacuated in the middle of the night. They had to take their three dogs and their three cats and even a snake with them. And they were really, really scared. They saw the fire getting closer. They called 911. But they really didn't know that they had to leave until the police knocked on their door.
They told us to evacuate last night around 3, maybe 2 a.m. It was just mandatory. The flames were just getting too close. We were ready to go, you know, the day before, but it's still just super devastating. We have our animals in the shelter, and they're all scared, and it was just such a hassle, you know, getting them here and then just leaving them is just too hard for us.
Oh, that is just so scary. Just that feeling that you have to be ready and then in the middle of the night, you got to go, go, go. What else are you hearing?
Yeah, it is really scary. Denisha and her mom, Shirley Mae McKissick, they left with Shirley's mom, Denisha's grandmother, and they came to the Red Cross shelter here in Pueblo. Shirley said they had to leave the animals in the nearby facility that's set up for pets.
Fiery ash was like falling on our house and on our faces last night and this morning, and it was a lot. We were just crying.
Oh, I'm sure. So what time did you actually get here?
3 a.m.
Oh.
Then finally got completely done at like 4:30.
You mean getting checked in?
Checked in, animals, 4:30.
Oh.
And, you know, it's a hard process, and everybody here is, you know, crying and not knowing if they lost their house.
Shauna, what shelters are people going to, and how much help is actually available for them? There's at least 5,000 people evacuated at this point.
Well, there are three main evacuation centers. The St. Charles Mesa Recreation Center in Pueblo. There's Lang Hall up in Westcliff and Pathfinder Park in Florence. People with livestock are taking them to the state fairgrounds here in Pueblo. And there's also a disaster assistance center here, too, at the Pueblo Academy of the Arts. It's a school here. The United Way Donation Center is out on the Mesa where I met the Davidson family. They're volunteering. The Davidsons live here in Pueblo, and Adam is really big into gravel biking.
It's heartbreaking. Hang on. It's a small enough community that the people responding are also the people that are impacted, and they're still stepping up. It's not just your backyard, it's literally your friends. You know, it's literally your friends.
Are there enough shelters for all of these people?
So far, there's space. This is a small town in many ways, and there's lots of connections, and so many, many people are staying with friends and family or at hotels. Pueblo County officials told CPR News that they're also looking for backup sites to make sure there's enough space. I spoke with Shauna Farmer, the president and CEO of the United Way of Southern Colorado, at the donation center. She says this is going to be a long process.
This is going to take a lot longer than anybody wants to believe or that we're thinking about right now. You know, we're only a few days into this, and just the number of people impacted and how long recovery takes. It doesn't end when the fire is under control. It's going to take a long time to help people rebuild.
What kind of donations are they getting? Are a lot of people coming into the center for help and for supplies?
Yes. There were donations of food, blankets, clothing. There was piles of pet supplies, shoes, baby gear. And there's dozens of volunteers sorting it all out. The donation center just opened yesterday. Farmer says that people can also donate money on the United Way of Southern Colorado website.
And I'm assuming with all these people needing help, the lines are long? Or is that true? Are people having to wait in line to get supplies that they need?
Well, the longest waits that I saw were at the Disaster Assistance Center. That's where people have to go to get credentialed so that they can get back to their homes when the time comes.
You need to sign in that we evacuated.
You want to get your reentry
yeah.
pass? Okay. There is a line right here. If you go all the way to that back wall and start coming back this way, okay. It moves pretty quickly.
And that's where I met Sid Hettig. He evacuated on Monday.
Firefighter came in. To the place and said, you gotta go. And we could see the fire coming, and it was in my house. And we just barely got out. The fire was already on my property, knocking on my door.
Oh my gosh. Do you know what the status of your house is?
I'm sure it's totaled.
He's sure it's totaled. So what's the outlook for the fire for the next couple of days? There's a chance of rain tomorrow in the area.
Yeah, the National Weather Service told CPR News that a cold front moving in tomorrow should bring a little rain, hopefully, and hopefully that'll improve conditions for firefighting. But critical fire conditions, they're saying they'll decrease into Sunday.
And hopefully that will give some of these firefighters a chance to contain these blazes across the state. Thank you so much, KRCC Shauna Lewis in Pueblo. You can find the latest on this and other fires burning around the state by coming to krcc.org and cpr.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.